What even that says that till today there is no archaeological evidence available for the theory of evolution. Even if you read The Origin of the Species written by Charles Darwin, Charles Darwin himself says that the greatest threat to my theory is that no archaeological findings till today which supports my theory. It is mentioned in Origin of the Species. Darwin himself has written one chapter, The Obstacles in My Theory, and that he has mentioned this point. Although I am giving this theory, but till today there is no such evidences, and also after that also there are so many scientists have been working on this aspect, but these intermediate links have not been found which can support this theory, Darwin theory. As far as fossil records are concerned, so some animals, like, you know, they have been created like that, and some places they may be living. You can say that evolution takes place somewhere, but you cannot make it a general rule because it took place with the lizards that is safe for human beings also. Human beings also came from monkey or ape. Some places might be because of some natural phenomena it takes place, but we cannot generalize it. So that is the point what we wanted to make it. By saying that everything has come out of evolution only, to generalize this statement, that is dangerous. That is questionable. Even modern, we have some other videos also, which goes like Darwin when he was there. We have one video which shows that what Darwin didn't know. In 1869-60 around, this theory came in 1859, and that time the molecular biology was not very much discovered that time. Very few discoveries were made, and Darwin thought that when we go to the submolecular level, further on the submolecular level, then we'll find more simple structures. But then, when this molecular biology is advancing day by day, there seems completely opposite thing happening. More you go on a smaller scale, there is much technology and wonder. Like you all know about the DNA and the structure within the cell. So I have one video I can show you how great marvel is there within each and every cell. This much liquid contains almost 4 billion cells. If you take this much liquid, it contains 4 billion cells. And within each cell, there is a wonders of technology. This I would like to show you all. It will be very easy to understand. Subatomic level, submolecular level, there is so much technology even at the cell level, or even inside the cell. You can see there is rotor, is stator, and all this rotating mechanism is there. It is collecting information from the environment. Yeah, start. Even on the submolecular level, when we go deep, we find the wonders. The Darwin says that from the simple, the things will be becoming complicated. When the evolution takes place, from simple things, things are getting added and modified, and then the complex system develops. But here we are seeing that more we go deep, we are finding more complexity. So, some places we may apply that, okay. That is also, there is no evidence till today that there must may be some evolution. But in all aspects, if you want to just generalize this statement, that is the problem. Because in the after 1950, as we saw, there has been immense development in biotechnology, which they have been discovering great wonders on the submolecular level, within the cell, the structure of the cell, DNA. And all those things are not to such a small level. There is a great wonderful engineering. You could see, just like you could see on the pivotal prism, it has motor, it has rotor, stator, it has propeller, and all that is good. And you know, why are the revolution permanent? Because why are we going to do this one lap revolution in 1 minute, just imagine the speed. And it says that within it, if it has to reverse the direction, it just takes quarter a turn. So how retarder is so strong, immediately stops and then starts rotating in other direction. So how much technology is required there? Just imagine, this is only such a small level. So therefore, Darwinian theory is really in trouble. That's why all over the world people are now started thinking of this intelligent design theory as the option for this Darwinian theory. That there must be some intelligent designer behind the creation. So that is the answer. So, okay?
But sir, scientists have found out that human beings are, the recent case of evolution among human beings has been found in Africa. Because people near Ethiopia, those people, they didn't have the capacity to digest cow protein like milk and else. But they have developed that capability in the last 200 years. To digest animal proteins like cow's milk, things like that.
So what does it mean?
Means earlier they could not, that race, but now they can. Means they have evolved. Simply we can say they have evolved.
That may be one of the cases. Some of the things you can not generalize. There are so many evidences which has come against the Darwin theory. There is a book called Hidden Facts of Archaeology, written by scientist Michael Cremer. And this gives so many evidences where the Darwin's theory has failed on proving the facts of the creation. Now what is happening, today we are coming with some conclusion, but after that sometime later we tell that no, this is what we are thinking, that is not correct. So there are observations, this one where we are making some conclusion. Okay, one race was not able to digest, now it is able to digest. And why? Because we say it is because of the Darwin theory, says. But there are so many other facts which is not being supported by Darwin theory. So what about that? Like one of the things is this. There are innumerable evidences which go against Darwin theory. Like it says, as per the Darwin theory, it says that before 10,000 years, there was no human being. But archaeological facts show us that even 2 lakh years before, we have been finding archaeological findings which show that the artifacts, they cannot be created by chance. There must be human being who has created those things 2 lakh years back also. And those evidences were rejected because simply it was not supporting Darwin theory. There are so many such archaeological facts. In the Museum of National Museum of England, there are still some facts which still doesn't support the Darwin theory. That time how human could exist if human being developed only after 10,000 years. The point is that there are so many evidences which goes against Darwin theory. And even if you read his book, Origin of Species, that Darwin himself has accepted, that there are so many points he is quoting that he thought that it is extremely difficult to conceive that such a thing can happen by the natural selection. So some of the things we are observing and we are finding that okay, this because we support Darwin theory, so Darwin theory is correct. But there are so many other facts which doesn't support Darwin theory. So whom to believe? So what if you read the book of Darwin, The Origin of Species, 800 times he has used this word I believe. 800 times if some scientist is using I believe, what does it mean? This is a speculation. The creation of mind, and creation of mind always may go wrong. Like Darwin says in the book, that how giraffe came. He says that that time there was animal, so he was not, there was some sort of dry season, and he could not get fruit from on the lower branches. So he had to raise his neck to get fruit from upper branches of the trees. And because of that, the giraffe came into the existence. Yes, this is a fact. If you read origin of history, there are so many such things. It may have been like this, he is saying. I believe if it can happen like this, then it will be like this. I believe it is like this, the whole world, because we don't know how Darwin has given this theory. You read this version of his species, you yourself will be difficult to believe on this theory. He starts with the statement that I think. And there are so many, he has written one chapter that, in that chapter, Darwin himself has told that there are so many obstacles to my theory. Even the eyes he could not explain. We have discussed this in the previous seminar also, the statements regarding the human eye. He has told that to accept that the human eyes can be developed by the natural selection process, it looks for me completely absurd. So he accepts there that human eyes cannot be developed by the natural selection. So there are so many things Darwin has accepted, yes. And even his theory is not the scientifically proven theory. On the basis of what is the scientific theory? You do some observation, make a thesis, and then after that you have to demonstrate it. But there is no demonstration till today. There is no evidence that how monkeys and human beings are still existing. All the animals are still existing. It says that one animal gets extinct, and then other, only those who survive, they will remain. But today we see that all the animals are existing. Only few of them might have disappeared. But most of the species are still existing. So therefore, completely, it's a speculation theory. Whatever theory, Darwin theory, there is speculation theory. And that time there were so many facts were not known to Darwin. Just like we discussed one of the facts, that is the research on the biotechnology. That time, they were thinking that this the simplest thing is the ribosome, that simple. But within that there are so many cells, and within that there is DNA, there is protein, which is made of protein, and within that there is bacterial flagellum. Such matters were not known to Darwin that time. There are so many things which is coming up, and now scientific community is feeling that is, there must be something, we have to find the alternative. Still, scientists are trying to support the Darwin theory by showing so many other explanations, but finally it's really, this theory is being challenged by so many scientists. One of the scientists is Michael Behe. He's a biotechnologist, and he has been found this bacterial flagellum within the same. And he has challenges. So that is a fact. Darwin theory, there might be some places which you may find, but that may not be only because of this reason. There may be some other reason also. Why they could digest now the milk, there may be some other reason. Why you are directly connecting only to Darwin? Like that. Any other question?
His theory is not valid, and
you say
theory of
evolution
is not
valid. His theory? Theory of evolution, Darwin's survival. Yeah, Darwin's evolution theory is not valid, is a statement which we cannot say directly. But the point is that nothing, even the scientific theory, that even one fact goes against the theory, ideally should not get suppressed as a theory. That is the rule of it. Rule of the science. One, even one fact which is against your theory is sufficient to reject the theory. That's why so many theories have been accepted, like on the atomic theory, so many atomic theories, Dalton's theory came, then Rutherford model came, then so many models kept on coming. So every day the theory has been upgraded. Why? Because even one observation which goes against the theory, that is sufficient to change. And in the case of Darwin theory, there have been so many findings, archaeological findings, which goes against it. And when it was reported that time, then the followers of Darwin theory, they told, no, such thing cannot happen. This archaeological fact is something wrong with it. It supports the Darwin, which comes according to Darwin, they say this is correct. And this doesn't support the Darwin, they say that no, this cannot be true. There is something wrong with it. So this biased scientific research, this is called biased on some pre-assumed ideas. Therefore we have to understand. So therefore nowadays we are finding so many intelligent designs behind the nature which cannot come. Like this human eyes, nobody can accept that this can come by the natural selection. It's a complex system. Even one of the things is not there, it cannot work. It cannot become by natural selection. No scientist can tell this. So therefore such things happen. There are so many against Darwin theory, there are so many evidences against Darwin theory. So it's up to us to understand it. Once your Prabhupada was asked that according to Darwin theory, man has come from monkey. And Srila Prabhupada said that Darwin's grandfather and ancestors may be monkey, but our great ancestors were great rishis and sages, who are the very, very intelligent people. I don't accept that my ancestors were monkeys. No. Darwin may have monkey ancestors, but we don't. We are such a treasure house of knowledge. Thus, the Vedic culture, Vedic knowledge. So how we can accept that our ancestors were monkey, undeveloped. So therefore, any other question? Yes.
Why don't we accept a middle path that even if the evolution took place, evolution theory was correct, but the evolution was guided by some intelligent force or like that, so that people from evolution side or evolution theory side are also satisfied and there's no fight between the two. Till now I was thinking
in
that
settlement, what you are telling, that is settlement. But the point is that if that is correct, even on the basis of scientific fact also, if it is correct, then you can accept. But even there are scientific findings which is upcoming against the Darwin theory. There are some cases where we may find that yes, there may be some cases of evolution, but we cannot generalize this statement to even each and every species of life.
Many scientists are still believing on that the evolution theory. There must be something.
Something is there, but not everything. There are so many things against it.
Even I believe that evolution theory is right, it does not disapprove the existence of God.
No, that's another fact. In one sense it does. How it does? If you go down, Darwin himself says that. So finally when it starts, this evolution, Darwin says that it starts with the chemicals. And from chemicals, life has evolved. Life has come from chemicals. It goes to the root there and it attacks there. That's why we say that there is some problem with it. We can see in the nature that chemicals, we can see, comes from life, but we have never seen that life is coming out of chemicals. We can see that from our body so many chemicals are being produced, but we have never seen that from chemicals some life is evolving. Life always can be product of life. From a mango tree, only a mango can come. From a stone we cannot see that just suddenly mango evolved from a stone. Unless we don't sow a seed of the mango, we cannot get mango. Or from, we cannot see that from stone suddenly one child is coming out. No, such thing doesn't take place. So far there is no evidence to support this theory that life has come from chemicals. If that is the case, so there it says that no, at the start, beginning, first there was the primordial soul, and from there the some chemical combination happened, and from that the life came. It talks about that. It's not, it doesn't say, Darwin doesn't say that no life, this evolution theory is correct and but the, it is being guided by God. No. It says completely God is, doesn't have any picture at all. It's completely, we have to understand that this is, everything is coming by chance. Right? So therefore that is the problem with it. Because if you say that everything comes by chemicals, then that is completely improbable. Like the same video, if you see there are six parts, one part shows that how to accept that the life has come from chemicals is completely, almost improbable. 1/10 to the power almost 98 probability is there that life has come from chemicals. So this is highly improbable. Mathematically it's completely improbable that life can come from chemicals. Therefore there is a danger. No. Point is that Darwin doesn't say like that, that God also you can accept and you can accept this theory, my theory also. That is a problem. There is a no, there is no for God. Everything is coming by chance. How such a complicated machinery can come by chance? How can it be product of this by chance? So therefore there is some problem. And there are so many evidences which go against it. There is a complete book written on this, Hidden Facts of Archaeology, where there are so many evidences which go against Darwin theory. Even they say that 2 million years back there were a human being existed, as per the archaeological facts. But Darwin theory says no, only 10,000 years back human came into existence. So how to accept it? Therefore, there is some problem with it. Otherwise there cannot be so much noise worldwide. Some problem is there. That's why we wanted to make it out. The point is that if you say your point is correct, that if you accept that, okay, Darwin accept what? The point is not that. Point is that Darwin says completely rejects the God. So some point of time it is guided by God, this evolution process also. But it can, we cannot generalize it. We cannot generalize all over. Everywhere Darwin theory is only working, if there is no other theory. So that is not the problem. But so much design. How to accept that this bacterial flagellum has so much engineering within it? Even one part, if you remove from it, it cannot function. Darwin says that there is a system called irreducibly complex system. If you can find out some point of time that there is a irreducibly complex system, then my theory fails. What does it mean? That if such system from which even one system, one part you can remove, that system should not work. You find out that such a system, then my theory will not work. In the bacterial flagellum we can see even one single part if you remove, that flagellum cannot work. There is a problem. That's why this such a great scientist, they are questioning the Darwin theory. The person who is speaking, he himself is a biotechnologist. So there are people, there is some problem with it.
So I think Darwin theory has been rejected a long while ago. Now the present theory is Darwin theory plus the theory of mutations.
Mutation design theory.
Theory of mutations.
Mutation. Yes, you can say like that. Theory of mutation also. But the mutation is also not going to explain such things.
The existence of an irreducible complex system. I think it is explaining this. Such systems can exist.
Can exist. You can say that such system can. Now that you remove Darwin theory, you add another mutation. After some, to explain some new facts coming. And after some time, some more new facts will come. You will say, this also you had another term. My point you are understanding. Earlier you thought of Charles Darwin, theory is only correct. And then some new findings are coming, now you are adding another term, mutation. Now after some time, some other discovery will come. Then to cover that, you will add another term. Still it exists, only thing is that this term also must be included in it. The point is that, if you go on explaining, you can always add something like Dalton's theory also like that. You can go on changing. But the fact is that we are not discussing so much on this aspect. Our point is that whether God exists or not, whether there is intelligent design behind creation or not. So that we can see that this flagellum model is such an intricate machinery. You can say, yes, it can be possible, why not? Why not? Anything can be possible. But that possibility is very less. You can say that yes, life can come from chemicals, it is possible. Yes, it may be possible, but that possibility is less. And till today there is no proof that how life can come by chemicals. We have not produced any life in our laboratory till today, even blade of grass. Even after so much scientific advancement, we could not produce the life in the laboratory. We simply try to change from one form to another form. So therefore, it's still a puzzle for the modern scientist that where life comes from. Life is coming from the supreme life, that is God. But if you say that life is coming from chemicals, that is a wrong idea. So there is no such proofs till today. Which Darwin's theory says. You cannot say that one part of Darwin's theory is correct and another part is right, wrong. If you are accepting, accept full or reject full. Because that is the basis. One part you can accept, but based on that, it is leading towards that rejection of God. This is a major threat for the existence of life on the earth. Because it's a not a small question, just you reject God, there is no harm in the society. There is so much influence on the mind of the people. When you make such a statement that there is no God, there is a huge influence. It creates a completely different culture. Just I say that you have come from chemical, then what is your value then? It's not such an easy. Then I can kill chemical and you can throw on the road. So we can throw you also on the road because your family have come from chemical. So there is no value of life. Just like we don't give value to chemicals. There is one is that just by saying this statement that everything has come from chemicals, it's not such an easy statement. We may support by so many theories, adding new terms, mutations or this and that. But the point is that finally it attacks on the point of the origin of the universe, origin of the species. That the species has come from chemicals. And if it is chemicals, then why to value it? Chemicals doesn't have value. That is the point. So finally there is another option also, that intelligent design theory. The world has been designed with a proper intelligence. What is the problem in accepting that? I don't understand. If you can see the intelligence is there, why don't you accept it? To create a bacterial flagellum, intelligence is required, isn't it? To create a motor, suppose somebody is an electrical engineer, he knows how much intelligence is required. And the bacterial flagellum, such a marvel of engineering is there. So what is the problem in accepting that this is also an intelligent design? Like we saw the dolphin. This skin of the dolphin is so wonderfully designed to make almost zero the resistance of water. And so the dolphin should swim in the water without any tiredness. So after 4 years of research, the German scientists could make such a material to put on the sea. And that material already designed on the skin of the dolphins. So since design is there, intelligent design is there, why don't we accept it? Why we try to prove that? No, somehow or other we will prove that it is by chance. जबरदस्ती प्रूव कर देंगे इसको किसी न किसी तरह से, नया टर्म ऐड कर देंगे म्यूटेशन और उसके बाद प्रूव करेंगे, उसके बाद वो भी अगर गलत हुआ तो कुछ नया टर्म यूज करेंगे और फिर प्रूव कर देंगे कि इंटेलिजेंट डिजाइन नहीं है। हम जो डिजाइन करेंगे वही इंटेलिजेंट है, जो गॉड करेगा वो इंटेलिजेंट नहीं है, वो चांस से आता है। सो वी आर डिटर्न माइंड टू चेंज इट। यस सो मेनी थिंग्स नॉट दोस पैरानॉर्मल एक्टिविटीज पैरानॉर्मल एक्टिविटीज विच एग्जिस्ट There is no such Darwin. One of the there are three propounders of this Darwin theory. Actually, this Darwin theory was not given by Darwin. You will be surprised to know there was a scientist who was a friend of Darwin. His name is
Thomas Huxley.
Thomas Huxley and Darwin, and one more was there, Wallace. So he was also doing parallelly research on this same theory, and in 1855 itself he produced this theory. And because Darwin was a senior scientist, so he sent it to Darwin to get it approved, and then Darwin wrote the letter that I am also working on the same theory, so let us propound this theory together. So Huxley, Darwin and this, the three made this theory, Darwin theory, co-propounder of Darwin theory. But then this scientist, Wallace, he later on became interested in the paranormal activities, and he found that so many proofs, he has written in his biography that there are so many things I found after giving this theory which doesn't support this theory, Darwin theory. There is so much list, I cannot explain all those things to all of you. I have the book, The Human Devolution, and Alter. So in that book it is very detailed way it is explained. So therefore, and he invited Darwin that if you want, don't believe, please come. I will show you that how such activity phenomena is contradicting, the Darwin cannot be explained on the basis of our theory of origin of species. He invited Huxley also. Huxley told, I don't have time for such stupid inquiries. Our theory is super supreme. Darwin accepted, yes, I want to come. But then the day he was supposed to go there, somehow he changed the plan and he went to some other place. So he could not visit. So therefore there are so many activities. One of the reincarnations. You cannot explain the basic gravity. Yes, any other question? Even the greatest scientists, like last time we saw, like Einstein, Newton, they had done a lot of research in field of physics, and they found that there is so much intelligence involved behind the creation. Like we discussed in last time, there is a gravitational law. But then if there is law, then there is a lawmaker. There must be lawmaker. Without lawmaker, there cannot be law. Law means what? There must be some specific definition of that law. And how definition can come just by chance? Just like traffic law. So can traffic law come by chance? Somebody should make it. That this is wrong, this is right. Such a wonderful mathematical accuracy, how it is existing without the precise, without the controller, without the lawmaker. Therefore there are so many evidences, and that even the basis of scientific research is that nothing can come by chance, isn't it? Suppose when Newton was sitting below the tree, an apple fell from the tree, Nika did not think that it is by chance. He would have thought that it is by chance. Why he did not think? Because this is the basic or fundamental principle of science, that nothing happens by chance. Everything has a reason. Only thing that we have to find out the reason. He should have thought, okay, this apple is coming down only by chance. Then where is the question of research? Why we are doing discoveries, researches? So the basic purpose of, like suppose you are finding the historical researches you are doing, you are finding archaeological excavation you are doing, something comes. So, like suppose there's arrow, you find an arrow. What we conclude, that is it by chance? No. We say that this is the age of this arrow, and before this many years, there must exist a human being who made this arrow. We don't say that this such a nice shape has come just by chance. So the basic principle behind the scientific research is also that nothing comes by chance. There must be reason for everything. So why if there cannot be reason behind this creation, behind the life? So the intelligent design is there everywhere. Intelligence is there. Law is there. All phenomena can be explained with a precise law. All phenomena which is taking place in the universe can be explained on the basis of physical and biological and chemical laws. So everything is happening not by chance, but by some certain fixed law. So law is governing everything. So how we can say at the same time that it is by chance? There is contradictory statement. One says you are telling it is law, another time you are telling it is by chance. By chance. So if somebody kills somebody, he tells, I killed him by chance. It is not my mistake. So then judge will tell that, okay, I also give you sentence of death by chance. There is nothing by chance. Try to understand it. You go on your road, in your room, and you find a watch on your table. Do you think it is by chance? No. You go on the road, you see some very nice car is running, Mercedes Benz. Do you think this Benz has come by chance? No. You don't see the creator, but still you feel, no, someone has created it. So similarly, there is an intelligent creator behind the universe. Otherwise, how such a marvel of design and engineering is there in the body of the elephant? This is what point we wanted to make out. So thank you very much. If you have further questions, we can discuss again. And now next Wednesday, we'll be meeting here.